Hi everyone, I'm Heidi Rogers, and this is Tell the Others. I wanted to create a place for meaningful conversation, life lessons, and parenting hacks. Sometimes I chat to interesting people, sometimes I answer questions about parenting or life stuff, and sometimes I just rant. These episodes are filled with stories and insights that made me say, ugh, I just have to tell the others. So let's dive in to hear what we can learn today. A lot of times I hear clients say to me, I know that if I want to be happy, I just have to change my thoughts. And if I just think happy thoughts and I'm more positive and I stop being so negative, then I'll be happy. And like, as if it was that simple, I wouldn't have a job and the, you know, self-help industry wouldn't be a multi-billion dollar industry. Just changing your thoughts is not what all that is needed to be happy. There's a lot of things that go into being happy. One part is feeling whole and finding all the parts of yourself that you've rejected and abandoned. But the second part is realizing the role that the body plays in everything. To just pin everything on thoughts and, you know, positivity and thinking happiness, it's not that simple. Good Lord, it is not that simple. I think when you focus on your thoughts and you fixate on, I just need to change the way that I think, you end up in trouble. You end up suffering, because then what happens is you start to think that there's something wrong with you, that you can't change your thoughts, and you start to feel a great sense of shame. And that then holds you back even more from healing or getting happy, to use the term that everyone wants. I think what is more ideal is if you start to realize the connection between your thoughts and your body, and instead tap into what's going on in your felt sense, in your feelings, right? That's what the felt sense is that's your feelings. So if you look more at, what am I feeling? What am I noticing in my body? Oh, I notice my heart's beating really fast. I notice my tummy feels a bit sick. I notice my lungs are kind of going quick and I'm breathing rapidly. If you pay attention to that stuff, that then gives you clues. That then helps you understand what's going on. But most of us don't do that. Most of us just stay up here. We just stay in our head. We don't drop into our body. We don't drop into our felt sense. Why? There's a million reasons why you don't drop into your feelings. For most of us, it's because we grew up in a home or a society or a culture where feeling your feelings wasn't really helpful. Nobody really cared, and nobody really knew what to do with your inner world, and nobody really knew what to do with your feelings. So a lot of us shut off. We disconnected from our bodies. We stopped feeling. And the problem with that is you can't heal and you can't get well if you're not feeling your feelings. You can't. Everyone always goes on and on about the whole thoughts lead to your feelings, which lead to your behavior, which is cognitive behavioral therapy, CBT. There's a place for that. And I believe that part of that is true. But what I think happens more often is it goes the other way, that it's sort of a bottom up instead of a top down approach. It's a bottom up approach that works. And that's what's actually happening. So the example I always like to give is, if you were sitting on a train and a drunk guy gets on, you see this guy get on and you know immediately something's not right with this guy. He feels a bit unsafe, right? If he gets on and he's yelling at everyone and he's swearing at everyone and he's moving around in an aggressive way, your brain immediately knows, I need to get away from this dude. Something's not right here, right? You don't have a thought, oh, that man looks drunk. No, you have a felt sense. You have a feeling. I just got a feeling something wasn't right about this dude. And then you acted and you jumped up and you moved seats or you got off the train or whatever, right? You didn't have a conscious thought. And you hear this all the time when people respond in emergency situations or, you hear interviewers say to them afterwards, how did you think to do that? And they're like, I didn't think, I just did it. I just acted. And that's what I think most of us run by, and most of us are driven by that we're driven by a just do it. And that is based on habits, and that is based on patterns and just repeated behavior. And it's usually stuff that you picked up in childhood. It's usually stuff that you've been doing for decades. But the thing is that people don't realize, if you focus instead more on your feelings, your felt sense, your body, the sensations in your body, that is what will actually help you change your thoughts. Do you see? So changing your thoughts is cute. It's a nice idea that, like, that's all I have to do is just change my thoughts. And there's an element of mindset for sure. But I don't think that's where you should start, because I think that that's really hard. And I think what is a better way to go about it is to focus on your body, calming your body, regulating your nervous system. And once you calm your feelings, your felt sense, your nervous system is safe and regulated, then you can move up into your thoughts and to the way that you're viewing a situation. But you have to first get your body to feel safe. You can't just immediately go to thoughts. The brain's not built like that. The brain is built primal, primitive, basic. That's at its core. You know, the limbic system, the amygdala, that's all prehistoric. That's all old brain. The cortex and all the advanced parts of the brain, that came way later. That was the last to develop. That's the last to evolve. So really, if you want to go to like your core of changing your experience, healing, recovery, feeling better, just enjoying life more, you have to start in your felt sense. You have to start with your feelings. You have to start with the body. You have to start with what's going on in here. And then this stuff, the head stuff, that comes later. So if this makes sense to you and you're like, yeah, okay, I believe you. I want to get into the felt sense stuff. Where do I start? Awareness, noticing. That's it. I mean, nothing can change that's not yet been observed, right? If you see the bridge in town and it's broken and you then go tell the city planner, hey, the bridge is broken. Can you fix the bridge, right? It needed to be observed first before it was fixed, right? You have to observe and be aware of something before it can change. So just that, just starting to notice, oh, my heart beats really fast whenever I'm around that person at work, or, oh, my tummy feels really sick before I'm about to go into a meeting with all of these, you know, this certain team. Or I notice that my heart races so fast every time my phone rings. Just bringing it into your awareness, just noticing what is my body telling me, what are my feelings before I see certain people or do certain tasks or come home from something, or I always feel this way on Sundays or I always feel this way on Wednesdays. I don't know. Just looking at all of the different ways that your body gives you information is so valuable, because that's then where you start. That's then where you're getting data. That's where you're getting feedback and information of like, oh, there's something there. There's something in this relationship. There's something in this dynamic, in this environment that is doing something to my body. Like, it's really hard to feel safe. It's really hard to change your thoughts in an environment where you feel really unsafe, right? Like, if we were in the front lines of a battlefield, and there's bullets whizzing past us, and you and I are in the front trench, and I like lean over to you and I'm like, hey, what are your hopes and dreams? You would be like, why are you talking to me about this right now? Like, there's bullets whizzing past. I'm trying not to die. And it's like, it's inappropriate for me to think about your hopes and dreams, right? Because you're in survival mode, and it's not, you don't want to think about anything because you're trying not to die. You're trying to survive with these bullets whizzing past you. And depending on your environment, the relationships you're in, the job that you have, the place that you live, it might feel like you're in a survival state all the time, either that you're trying to prove yourself, that you don't think you're good enough, that the people you live with or in a relationship with are hard on you or belittle you, or I don't know, lots of different things could be going on. But the point of what I'm saying is that if you can first start to notice and be aware of what your inner world is experiencing, just observing, okay? So not judging, not trying to change, just observing like a detective or a scientist. I'm just collecting data. I'm just trying to see what is it that I feel in certain places, and how do I know? It's one of my favorite questions to ask clients when they say, I felt really angry, I felt really sad, I felt really whatever. I'll say, how did you know? How did you know you felt angry? How did you know you felt anxious? To try to get them to go into their body, right? Because they'll always say, I had the thought, I'm worried, or I thought this is so unfair. And I'll then say, and how did you know that you felt that way? And then it's like, oh, I don't know, I've never thought about it. That's my point, is I'm trying to get you to think about it and trying to go into your feelings more and into your body and notice, well, how did I know I was angry? My hands started to clench. My jaw started to tighten, and I started to notice I got really quiet. Fascinating. Interesting. Let's remember that. Let's write that down. And as you start to learn, sort of like your tells, you know how in poker people have like their tell face or their sign, you know, that they have a card or whatever. You start to learn your own tells. You start to learn your own ways that your body communicates to you, or your feelings communicate to you. And then when you have that awareness, then you can do something with it. But you have to first get that awareness going. And so for some clients, we might spend weeks, months, years, even just developing that ability to tap into their feelings and that ability to connect into their body. If you're a parent or a professional who works with children and you want my help in improving things with the kiddos in your life, or if you're simply a human being feeling kind of stuck and maybe kind of overwhelmed, my online programs have lots of resources, transformative content, one-on-one coaching, group coaching, and a supportive community. If you want to learn more, just go to HeidiRogers.com. All right, friends, thank you as always for tuning in today. Our time is our most precious asset, so I truly appreciate you sharing your time with me. I'll see you right back here for the next episode of Tell the Others.